All right, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I am Patrick.
And I'm Andy.
And we are nerds who are here for our midweek with Jason for Friday, April 19th. April 19th.
Fantastic. Andy? It doesn't have the same joy de vivre as a 13th, but, yeah. You know.
Yeah, so close.
A Friday the 19th. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I guess you just freaking useless. Suck it up and survive it. So this is our midweek adjacent, where we talk about what are we watching. And aside from having watched Monkey Man,
yeah.
I don't know if there's anything we've watched in common, is there?
I had to go back.
Oh, wait a minute. Before we start, like, are you still on that that weird coffee drink kick?
No, I'm having a broth.
Oh.
Soup, as it were.
Man. I thought I was weird with the stuff I was drinking.
You are.
Should I go with the Irish Red or the Vienna Lager? Parts of Europe.
I go with the Irish Red to start with.
You think?
Yeah.
That's a 6% alcohol by volume.
Yeah.
12 fluid ounces. Advent beers crafted for the holidays. I don't know what holiday we're near, but this one was crafted for it. So, yes. Let me make sure to pour this and really fuck it up.
They just seem like they're kind of foamy.
So is that like
beers.
A beef broth, chicken broth?
Chicken broth.
Bone broth?
Chicken broth more flavorful. I would love to get some bone broth. They don't really sell it in the stores. You're better off to make it yourself anyway.
How do you make a bone broth?
You get some bones and you fill a
pot?
What do they call those ones you plug in and they go overnight?
Cuisinart?
Stockpot.
Crockpot.
You put bones in a crock pot, fill them up with water. Generally, you would put maybe some onions and other stuff in there for flavoring. And then you have to get it to a boil and leave it for like 24 hours.
Mm.
And it will pull all the nutrients out of the bones and marrow, collagen.
Did I ever tell you the story
really
about my
super
dad?
Healthy for you.
Huh? My dad used to like to boil bones.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. And so after every holiday, like whenever we would have a turkey,
yeah.
He would boil the bones.
That's what we do.
This was after my brother and sisters had moved out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I was living with my parents alone, and my dad, being the forgetful man that he is,
mm-hmm.
started the thing boiling and left for the day. And so I, being the early to mid-20s boy that I was,
mm-hmm.
was asleep at, like, midday
mm-hmm.
in my tighty-whities, and all of a sudden, smoke alarms are going off. He had boiled this thing down. It had melted the pot and had set the bones on fire.
All right.
So I come down, and I'm running around in my tighty-whities, like, trying
what's
to figure out
on?
What's going
yeah.
on.
And so this was just in a regular pot?
Yeah, it was just a regular pot.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And normally he would be much more, like, staying near it and, like...
And putting more water
putting
in
more
it
water
as it got lower,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to do that,
yeah.
So.
But he put the thing on the stove and was like, oh, I've got to go to, like, I don't know, Home Depot or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, he's a dude, so the 5-minute trip to Home Depot took 4 hours. So, I took the pot, the melted pot, and just set it outside.
Uh-huh.
And like I opened up all the windows to put the thing out. And then I go back and I take a shower and get myself dressed. And my dad comes home and he's like, "What the fuck happened in here?" Like, what do you mean? You are the one who left. So he was blaming me for some.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he didn't really blame me, but he realized no, you're, it fairly quickly.
Your first response when you come in is not that you did something wrong. Because if you had remembered it in the first place, it wouldn't have happened. So.
Yeah. Well, it's also one of those things that as soon as you see, like, it trips. You're like, oh my gosh, that thing. Like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have any self-awareness, you're like, oh, this is on me.
I've never started a fire, but I have ruined some.
That's not true. You got a fire pit. I've seen it.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just really bad at it. I've ruined some skillets by letting whatever's in them cook down until it scorches, and then I'm just like, fuck, I just...
Mm.
You can't leave that stuff alone for a minute.
Yeah.
So. That's what crock pots are for.
Yeah.
That stuff on overnight.
Instapot. Can you put it in Instapot?
I was just reading an article the other day that they said that the best way to make bone broth is using an Instapot because you
Cuisinart.
Can do it. You can do it in 4 hours.
I hear Cuisinart.
Cuisinart, no way.
Yeah, you really put the bones in there.
Well,
you spin
it is a fantastic way to ruin your Cuisinart. if that's what you're into.
A hatchet. You get a hatchet. You make that bone roll.
Well, that's the thing. You swing that hatchet, and it's that bone's just going to shoot off into next week. Because
well, that's when you want that's when you really want.
It's hard to the catch broth. It just anyways. Right. Yeah.
No. Like, this is one of those
remind
things.
Me not to come over to your house when you're making broth, man.
Like, I make broth.
Yep.
Honey, get the Cuisinart.
Yeah, bones flying everywhere from the hatchet. Just the noise of breaking Cuisinarts. Yeah.
You don't want to know where I got these bones.
You're the first person who's ever served me chunky broth.
So dumb. So stupid. Yeah. Yeah, so listen, we're here for our midweek adjacent.
This is our mop-up episode.
Yeah. So
we talk about what we've been watching. What have you been watching?
Well, let me see. Let me pull up my
more
spreadsheet.
Finishing up that psych.
I haven't been as like dead set on psych as some other stuff, but yeah, I've been watching some psych. Since our last show,
is your watching of all Psych going to include the made-for-TV movies?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I think there's like four of those, aren't there? At least three.
Three or four? I don't know. Watching more Resident Alien. Mm. My daughter wanted to watch a movie.
Uh-huh.
And so we watched Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
One of your favorites?
One of my favorites. It is a... Like, I'm not sure you can say it's a fun watch.
But it doesn't seem like a fun watch.
It's a sad movie. I mean, yeah. Like, but it's all about a guy who, in the moment, is realizing that he doesn't want the memories of his girlfriend erased.
Right.
And is trying to fix that while he's still in the process of having them erased.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I realized this time is it's very interesting because he doesn't really start to realize, because they start with your most recent memories,
mm-hmm.
and those are the bad memories. Like, this is the breakup memories.
Right.
And so you start erasing those and you're like,
oh, it wasn't so bad after that.
It wasn't so bad. Like, man. And then you start getting into those early days where sex is fantastic and like her craziness is like endearing. Your weirdness is endearing. And like, oh, I don't want these lost. Like, don't, then, you know.
Yeah. I didn't even remember these were here until just now.
Yeah. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't get past that idea that I didn't like the way she ate her peas or whatever, you know? But, yeah, so we watched that. And, of course, I look over at my daughter, 16-year-old daughter, who's bawling. And I'm like,
how's it that you're identifying with this?
Yeah, I was like, have you been in love?
Wait, I don't want to know.
I do not want to know. So we watched that, and she also wanted to watch another movie, which, a nerdy movie, The Suicide Squad.
The Suicide Squad,
yes,
fantastic.
She wanted to watch The Suicide Squad.
She's not seen that before?
She had, but she was like, I want to watch this because she's totally into Margot Robbie and like David Dalmatian or whatever that guy's name is.
And giant starfish. Of course, why wouldn't
Starro.
You? Why wouldn't you be into giant starfish?
Yeah, there's something about when he raises his little arm and all those things fly out. That, like, is a very disturbing image.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Well, I love the Starro masks, you know, when they're attached to everybody. They're kind of cool. I wouldn't mind one for Halloween, you know? So.
The eyeball's moving.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's super, super cool.
So, aside from that, I've been watching Psych. So.
That's been it, huh?
Yeah. But I haven't really been able to keep up with the Psychologists Are In podcast.
Oh, okay.
So. But I'm still not quite sure. Because I'm in the middle, not middle, but I'm in the early part of season 3. And Sean and Jules are starting to get together. And I'm like, I don't
see it.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I think we've talked about this. We don't I don't need a movie or a show to always have
a romance.
A romance in it. Like, they're... Listen, are they a cute couple? Sure. She's a beautiful woman. He's a good-looking guy. So, of course, why wouldn't they get together? But I don't get it.
But you can't go. You can't go through the three seasons of a show without there being some love interest. It's just unrealistic.
Yeah, but every time he's got a love interest, like he's always hitting on someone in one of these shows.
And standard jackass Sean style. Huh?
Yeah, and as soon as he starts hitting on somebody, I'm like, oh yeah, that's the killer.
Yeah,
she's the bad guy.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
Because she always ends up being the bad guy.
That's how they do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's fun about the show. It's comforting that you kind of know what the trope is, right? What the formula is.
Yeah. It's...
You're like, maybe she's not the bad guy this time. Oh, no,
she's the bad guy. They got me again! You bastards.
They got me hoping one more time.
One of these days, they're not going to pull that football away, and I'm going to be able to kick it.
Those sons of ice holes.
Yeah. So that's very quick. Like, unless you want to talk about Monkey Man.
Well, I ended up and I had to go back and watch Monkey Man again the next day.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it as good the second day?
It was still good.
Yeah?
It was still very good, yeah. It occurred to me while I was watching the second time that the fights weren't rigged. Like, he goes out there and he fights. He's just not one of the better fighters. So he usually wins a couple rounds, a couple fights.
Is he also looking to get beat?
No, I don't think that he is. He gets beat. In the first fight, he gets beat up. Just that dude's a better fighter and kicks his ass, right? In the second fight, he throws the fight to get his buddy some money
right. So
he can get in. So that's I don't think that's a rigged fight. He just throws the fight specifically because he says, I'll win the first couple fights. But in the third fight, I'm going to go down.
I said he thought like the third round.
He did say the third round.
Yeah.
But I got the impression, and maybe I'm wrong about that kind of
a most of this is coming from the promoter guy. I thought he was the one who was like...
I don't think he was rigging it, but I think he... Like, Monkey Man is like a... He's not one of the better fighters.
He's the heel.
He's the villain, and they expect him to get his ass kicked. But I think that's sort of why...
I don't know why. He's cute.
Well, that's the thing. If it was rigged so he was going to go down in the third, he wouldn't have had to yell at the other fighter to hit him. Like, hit me.
Right.
Hit me. Because he wants to go down, and the guy's not coming at him. And he's like... How am I going to go down in the third if you don't hit me?
If you're not.
Right.
Which would imply that he wasn't in on it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
that was the impression I got. And then in the very last fight scene, after he's trained and he's had the magic toxic powder in his face, you know, he kicks their ass.
Magic
and it's
toxic powder.
And it becomes almost like it's like when you're in the ring, you fight and you stay in to fight as many guys as you can handle.
Yeah,
you know,
which makes it a benefit to be the last guy.
Right.
You want to be the last guy on the card,
right?
Because by then, even if somebody's been there, he's at maximum. He's a little bit worn out from winning a fight or two.
So the whole concept of it's a little bit tricky to get your head around. But
yeah,
I
never understand how betting happens in those. Like, there's always, like, people just throwing money at a guy, you know? Like, I liked seeing the little guy, the kid, take it up to, like, the window, because that's, like, betting I understand. Whereas, there's always a guy who's just like, bet, and he's like money's changing
the more
hands,
realistic,
and I'm like,
the
how
more
does that work?
Yeah, and the more realistic ones, he has a pad of paper, and he's writing and handing people their betting slips so that they know how much they bet. So,
That seems ripe for some shenanigans.
Very much so.
Yeah.
So it was good this second time.
Double monster mug, single monster mug.
I did not have a single monster mug.
You did not even have a monster.
No. When we did the podcast, so as you know, I'm not doing carnivore per se, but I'm doing a no keto thing.
Okay.
I mean a no carb thing, so a keto thing. So I have very few carbs. In the course of a day.
And it causes you to get
very drunk, very fast. Yeah, alcohol goes right through me. I was worried about it, movies.
It's got nowhere else to be
absorbed,
except right into you.
Right into the liver.
Yes.
The liver just grabs it all up. But
brain, like the brain-blood barrier.
Right.
It's not
so
even
we
there
went,
for
we
you.
Went to the movie, and I had a pint before the movie while I was waiting for you guys to show up, because I wasn't sure what would happen. I didn't want to have two monster mugs and be just totally, like, blotto, right?
I like it.
Yeah.
You both came up with blotto at the same time.
Because I didn't have my son there to drive me home, so... Mm-hmm. So I had a pint and I felt fine. So I had a monster mug in the movie and I still felt fine. So that was fine. I went home. And then a couple hours later we did the podcast, right? And I had the soju bottle and then I had half of the stout.
Yeah.
And didn't like it. So I poured my peanut butter stout and I only drank maybe a half of that. And I was blotto. Yeah. I mean, I was effed up.
Man.
But fortunately, I had my son to come pick me up. It already planned out because I had a feeling something was going to happen. But
yeah.
I essentially drank...
And now it's coffee and bone broth for you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's going to be my regular Wednesday until I lose the weight. But so it was like a bottle of soju is the same alcohol content as wine, and it's got about two glasses of wine in it.
Okay.
Those little bottles. So I essentially had two glasses of wine and a single beer and was effed up.
Uh-huh.
And so that'll tell you.
I know what you're getting for birthday.
Well, this is my thing. I mean, in the past, I could have drank most of a six pack and barely felt it. So clearly.
Yeah, there's something about the diet that is. Okay.
And then I made the mistake of going home and having another bottle of soju with my wife. So Sunday morning, I was not feeling 100%, let's say. Not bad. I wasn't like super hungover, but I felt a little off. So when we went to the movies, I was like, I want something sweet, so I actually had a diet soda, which I don't drink. That's probably the first time I've had a soda in 2 years.
Mm.
But it hit the spot. It did help a lot.
How would you feel about going to a movie at a cinema cafe and not ordering anything? Like, could you just sit and just watch the movie? I would feel bad for the person who's like,
people do that though, but I wouldn't. I'd
at least leave a tip or something.
Yeah, yeah. If you go to a regular movie, you get popcorn.
Do you, though?
Well, you don't. That's true. But I do. Most people do. Most people get something. If it's just a soda, they get something.
Yeah. I would feel weird just being like, nothing for me, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat my jujubes I brought with me.
My snow caps that I have hidden in here somewhere.
Yeah, that I bought from the dollar store.
I have these red vines that I hid down my pants. Now they've melted into a single giant red rope.
That you... Yeah. You can't just say that.
Oh, no, wait. That's not the red rope.
You can't say that.
That's the other red rope.
Monkey, monkey.
It was funny because I was with my son. I was like, we could go see the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Yeah.
And he was like... Okay, but I could tell that he was not into that. I'm like, unless you would rather
why
go see
would he
Monkey
not
Man.
Do that?
Yeah, I will
why
go see
he
Monkey
not
Man.
Do that?
I don't know. He wanted to see Monkey Man. I think he knew that it was like a crazy action picture.
That's ridiculous.
And he finds people getting knocked around incredibly funny. That's his weird sense of humor, man.
Well, that's sure why he likes... that would happen in the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Well, no, people get shot more than beat up, probably. You know, blown
you're
up with
me,
hand
you're
grenades.
You're telling me that
Reacher.
Reacher's
I'm
not
sure Reacher
shooting some folks.
Beat up some. Well, no, he does shoot some folks, but I think Xander likes people to get punched. He likes to see like the fisty cuffs. That's why he likes Jackass and stuff like that.
Yeah. What's going on this weekend? We could go see this new movie, Monkey Man.
Yeah.
Godzilla Kong.
There's an anime movie coming out that my oldest has his heart set on seeing. Spy Family.
Is that at
Cinema Cafe?
Cinema Cafe.
Yep.
You sure?
Yeah.
You're sure?
You're on it right now?
I'm on it right now. I'm scrolling on Saturday.
Check Sunday.
Let's see what Sunday says. Sunday.
He assured me that it was playing this weekend at the Cinema Cafe. Maybe it's only in Edinburgh.
At the Kempsville one?
Maybe it's only in Edinburgh.
It's definitely not at Kempsville.
Okay.
Let me check
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
If it's not there, I guess we'll see Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Spy.
X-Fan.
Family Code.
Yeah.
I don't even pronounce X's anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just Spy Family Code. There is a colon there, though.
Yeah, Spy Family colon code.
Code, colon, white, super racist. So, yeah, they've got that. But I think I'm going to go see
Ministry
of Ungentlemanly
Warfare. It's not Spy
Warfare.
Family Code, colon,
it's
white.
It's Spy
Family
Code, colon,
no, it's not.
White.
It's Spy Family Code, colon, white. That's the title of it. Spy Family is the name of the property. Code colon white is the title of the movie.
Spy Family Code colon white.
If you say so, sir.
No, I don't know.
Listen. Anyway, is that at Edinburgh? Is that what they're
saying? That's at Edinburgh.
Oh, okay, I guess he wants to go to Edinburgh then.
So I'm going to try to figure out who... because I still have not seen Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, maybe I need to go to see that.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed it. I mean... It got panned, but I liked it.
Vanny and Finland saw it.
Yeah, what they say.
They enjoyed it too. Yep. They thought that they were, because when I went to Boone, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, you go see it. I like, if I'm not doing anything, I'll go and see it while I'm down there.
Yeah.
And of course, I was busy. I had work.
Oh, okay.
And so they wanted to see the movie, and they're like, we thought you were going to see it. I was like, well, no, I had a job, so somebody's got to pay the bills.
What about in the evening? You actually sitting in a hotel at night?
No, because I,
too much psych to watch.
No, I had other work that I had to do. Like, I started working on our taxes. I had to do, like,
oh, the stuff. Taxes. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yep.
Yay, taxes.
Not a fan of the taxes.
I just wish that, like, I could just have someone else do it that doesn't cost, like, $500, you know?
Yeah.
And it only takes, like, 2 hours to do.
Yeah.
If you've got all the paperwork, then it takes, like, 2 hours. But at the end, they're like, and here's the surprise! Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Yeah. As far as, like, whether you get a refund or not. Yeah.
Well, we don't get refunds. That's the thing. Because all of Vania's income is 1099. So she doesn't pay taxes on it when they withhold. But, like, none of her checks have taxes withheld.
Okay.
And so it's entirely dependent on my checks. Withholding to cover.
Right.
And of course, it doesn't matter how much money I make. I can't withhold enough to cover all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we always have to end up paying. And it always comes as a surprise, like, for some reason. Like, what? What happened?
We have to pay this much?
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to be paying next year.
Well,
I changed my withholding so that I got more in my paycheck, and it's hard to gauge. You know, ideally, you want to come out at the end of the year with, like, zero.
Right. Because otherwise, you're giving the government a free loan.
Right.
There's actually I found out that there's on the IRS's website, they have a calculator that will show you, based on your income, this is what your withholding should be to end up with zero.
Okay.
So, if I can find that again, I'll let you know.
All right.
But I can't. Like, I can't use that because my month-to-month income is different, and I don't know how much she's going to make in a given year. Yep. So I'm like, we're at the whims of the world. Whatever. Let's just put money aside so that we're not, like, paying it on, like, credit cards.
Kind of the thing.
So, and then I went and bought a car right before him.
Like, it's a great idea.
What am I doing? I do like my car, though.
Mm.
Although,
so I hear.
I'm glad I'm doing, this is a real danger of becoming a Woopa.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really glad that I'm doing some yoga to increase my flexibility, because it takes a little bit of doing to get into that car.
Why is that?
Because the door is, like, the seat is fine, but the door is a little bit low.
All right.
So you gotta, like, duck down to get under the door.
Yeah, giant people have to do that.
I'll let you drive it someday so you can see.
No thanks.
What, you don't want to drive mine?
I don't like driving other people's car. I work for insurance, man. I just, like, I get so many accidents, and I'm like, oh, you know, I was over at my buddy's house, and so I jumped in his car to go to McDonald's. I'm like, Why don't you get in your own damn car, dummy? I mean,
he's got a better car.
I'm just like, I don't understand why people do this, but
because people are dumb.
Yeah,
we know this already.
Well, it's no skin off their nose. I'm the one that has to figure the 12 levels of insurance and how they fit together, like, you know, puzzle pieces and stuff. They don't have to care about it, but
yeah.
Well,
until it screws them.
Yeah, they care when I'm like, no, you're not covered because of, there's a clause here that says if you do this or you do that or if something else happens, you don't get insurance. So
yeah.
Then they're kind of like, oh, okay. Mm. I'm like, the safest thing? Just drive your own damn car. The safest thing.
So. What have you been watching? What K-dramas are there? Come on.
Oh, bring it back. I started to watch Thomas Crown Affair.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
The movie.
The movie, yeah. My wife had...
The sexy
time. Yeah, yeah. Renee Russo says up with her long legs and stuff.
Have you got to the dance scene?
No. Not yet.
Give me a minute.
They were... my wife had people over to play her dice game. And so I went upstairs and started watching it, but I got called.
What made you brought up that? Like, what made you think of that?
I just, you know, I'm up there by myself to watch something, and I was flipping through the channels just to see what was on, and that showed up, and I was like, oh, that's the thing that Pat said I should watch.
Yeah.
And I know about it.
Yeah.
I know who's in it. So I started to watch it, and maybe I did see it a long, long time ago, but I was at an age where it didn't make much impression on me.
Sure. Makes sense.
Yeah. So there were parts of it that seemed familiar.
Well, it's a very, it's not a like super difficult
right.
like, mystery to figure out right. either.
Well, and I probably got about halfway through it. I think, you know, she had already kind of, you know, targeted him as the guy.
Yeah.
And so she approaches him right away.
Going in for the Vienna Lager. Should I go in for the Vienna Lager?
Sure, why not? These
Absolutely.
Are much lower.
I'm not driving.
She goes in and pretty much just says, yeah, you're the guy,
yeah.
you know? And then there's that scene where he's with his therapist, who's Faye Dunaway, and she says, you have a strange look on your face. And he's like, really? What do you mean by that? And she's like, I know you very well. You feel like you found a worthy opponent.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that interests you, really.
I do love a worthy opponent.
Yeah, and he...
This is the foundation of this podcast.
He kind of smirks... He kind of smirks and then
I'm three beers in.
There you go. Later, he invites her to dinner, and they go out to dinner, and they're kind of sparring with each
yes.
other verbally. And that's where my wife called me down to
you're come, getting to the good part
to come wrangle the dog and various things. So
yeah, you're getting to
that's
the good
where
part.
I stopped. Okay, have to go back and watch it again.
How often do you actually do that? Like, is it a guarantee that you're going to finish that movie, or is it just like, yeah, all right, I've seen it.
It's more likely than not. I won't say it's guaranteed. But yeah, if
because you've talked a lot about like watching half a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never quite sure whether that's like, yeah, I'm going to watch that the next opportunity I get. Or, you know.
But you bring up a good Resident segue here.
Resident Evil will be calling you.
Well, you bring up a good segue. We've been watching this K-drama called How May I Help You?
Yes.
One of the characters is...
I know it well.
She's a funeral director, and when she touches the dead bodies, they come
right.
back to life. Only for a certain number of people, though, but like 21 times is how many times she can do it. So all the characters are very engaging.
How do you know? Because like, counter?
In the magic room that shows up when she touches people, this is like what does she call it? She calls it like a powder room. But it's
a boudoir.
It's the room where at one end there are curtains... to a path that goes off into this flowery distance.
Okay.
And so that's clearly the path you take to go into the next, to the afterworld
yes.
or whatever, afterlife. So, you know, when she touches him, the room where it's just like a funeral home area, it becomes this very ornate sort of powder room, and they wake up and she can have conversations with him. And there's a little dream catcher up in the corner that has a number on it. Mm-hmm. And every time she's able to grant somebody's last wish, it spins and the number goes down. So it starts at 21, and then it's counting down to something.
Mm.
But anyway...
Sounds like Charlotte's Web to me.
Okay.
Have you never seen
it? Yeah, I've seen Charlotte's Web. I wasn't counting down. She would write stuff in the webs, but...
Smart pig.
Yeah, smart pig. Delicious.
Great pork.
Great
bacon.
Yeah. You haven't tasted bacon like this, son.
Yeah.
A monologue,
fry him
son.
Up in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. But all the characters...
Leave the spiders alone.
Yeah, all the characters are very likable, but in the third act, like in the last four episodes, they turned one of them into a villain.
Mm.
Like there's a... one of the
like
main,
an unexpected heel turn?
Yeah, the male heroes has this tragic backstory where he was a doctor, but he quit being a doctor because his little brother got hit by a car by a drunk driver and killed. And he blames himself because...
Why would that stop you from being a doctor, though?
Does he
become Batman?
No,
is
nothing
he,
like that.
He goes on a quest for justice.
It's a little convoluted, but he blames himself for why his kid brother was running around at night.
And it was his doctoring that caused it.
Well, he was late. Yeah, well, no, he was late to meet his kid brother. He told his kid brother to take him to see the stars.
Mm.
He was late because he was working at the place, so he called and he said, "Meet me at the." You know, the corner market, and bring the ring I'm going to propose to my girlfriend. So the kid in the middle of the night gets all excited because he wants to see the stars. He runs out into the street. He runs down to the corner market and just runs in front of a truck and gets run over.
Yeah.
And the driver of the truck was drunk. He's in a coma from the accident and stuff. And
the driver is or the kid is?
The driver. No, the kid gets killed.
Okay.
And so his older brother, who's the male lead, blames himself, can't get over it.
Well, it does sound like it's his fault.
Yeah. Well, Well, it's a dumb. Like I said, insurance again. It's the dumb kid's fault for running out in front of a truck, dude. I mean, how old are you that you don't know to look both ways?
Yeah, and you're just like, how old was the kid?
Like 9, 10.
Yeah, kids by then know.
Yeah, well,
like if you're living near a road, you know.
And if you're just and. He left the house at night. Like, his parents were like, where the hell are you going, son?
Kids are stupid.
You know, but anyway, that was the thing. But the brother just is not getting over it. And I was like, I'm not quite buying this.
Right.
That he is so broke up that he's just going to destroy his own life because of whatever.
Yeah.
And then they end up making.
You stop being a doctor to do what? What does he do?
He does errands. But it turns out.
That's putting more positive energy into the world, I guess.
They turned one of the characters who was kind of a likable goof into this conniving character who was actually the one responsible for the kid's death, and he covered it all up. And out of nowhere, this comes. Mm. And so, as you say about me being watching half a thing and being like, nah, I'm done. Like, at that point, I'm watching it with my wife, and I'm like, I don't want to watch any more of this. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and watch it without me and tell me how it ends? If you get to a final episode where it's just the wrap up, where they've already gotten through all of this bullshit, and the two love interests are just like getting together,
you get to number one on the Dreamcatcher.
I'll come back and watch it then. And so two more episodes they wrap that stupid shit up, and she's like, one more episode. I'm like, okay, I'll come watch. In the last episode, they kill the female lead's father in a stupid-ass way. I was like, this is the worst series ever.
But it's a K-drama. It can't possibly be the worst
series
ever.
It's just you like the characters, and then they do this stupid shit for unnecessary conflict. Yes. And I was just like, this is dumb.
Mm.
You know?
What's your wife think of it?
It was just another K-drama to her. There are ones that we love that we may even go back and watch again, and this one had the potential for that, and they fucked it all up with all that extra drama.
I'm still waiting to hear about Chicken Nugget.
Were you the one that was listened to a podcast, and he said it was surprisingly fun?
Yeah.
Eventually we're going to get there, I think.
I might actually watch some of it just to be like,
Of all the K-dramas.
Of all the things that you can read, it's not the worst thing.
Of all the TV shows you have to read, it's not the worst one.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
My introduction to K-drama will be the one where they make a girl into a chicken tender.
I know. You'll never be able to eat chicken tenders again.
Don't say it.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. Mm. I love my chicken tenders.
I do love some chicken tenders. Did I tell you what my... What my challenge for May is going to be?
No. You're going to not... You're doing dry May.
I'm doing dry May.
Okay.
But I was trying to figure, Aquamarch was bad. It was rough.
Talk about a challenge, man.
And so I can't do Aqua May.
Okay.
Like, I've got to be able
You only drink mustard?
Can I water it down, at least?
Well, that's up to you. It's your challenge, man.
Put a straw into a Grey Poupon.
I can't drink that. That's ketchup.
My new challenge for May is I'll be able to drink whatever flavored drink I want.
Okay.
But I'm giving up sweets and fast food entirely. Like, no.
Okay.
No sweets, no candies.
For the sugary drinks that you will be drinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's even good. The sugary drinks are just, they're just the chemicals. So
they
how
don't
bad
count.
Could they be?
They don't count. That's right.
They pass right through you.
Sugar's,
I sweat them out.
Sugar is kind of a chemical. So that sounds like a great idea, though. Yeah.
Well, I think it'll be more
so
difficult.
So if we go to see the movies, you won't be drinking. Can you not have chicken tenders then? Is that junk food?
That would be junk food, yeah. I wouldn't be able to have chicken tenders.
Now I'm interested to hear what you're going to actually be eating. Is it no fried food? Is that what constitutes junk food?
No. Like, junk food is also like fast food. So I'm imagining...
So French fries are out.
Yeah, like restaurant food is going to be kind of difficult, just in general.
Right.
Because you can't really control the health of it. So I may just not have food. I might have a lemonade, and that's what I drink.
Well, lately when we go to the Cinema Cafe, I get the...
But what movies are coming out in May?
I know, not a damn one. Not one anyone wants to see.
I need to check the...
Freaking garbage.
It's like probably the Garfield movie or whatever.
I get the bone-in chicken wings with no sauce on them. And so the only thing about that that might potentially be unhealthy is whatever it is they're frying it in. Oh, I mean, I'm sure it's probably like a peanut oil, which is probably not as unhealthy as some oils.
All right, so I'm sorry to...
I was done.
I'm looking at the movies coming out in May.
Uh-huh.
The first one that's on here, Turtles All the Way Down.
You talked about that. Is that like a documentary, though?
Yeah. Oh, man, this is going to be tough because The Fall Guy's coming out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that looks great.
That is a beer movie.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll have an extra Monster Mug for you and just get Blotto.
Let's see. Man, prom dates?
Nah.
No.
Nobody cares about prom dates.
Kitty the Killer?
Nope, never heard of it.
A highly trained teenage assassin, Dina, and her mentor, Charlie, form an unlikely duo as they unexpectedly join forces to stop a sinister plot and save millions of lives.
Hmm. Yeah, it might be worth a Monster Mug.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes?
That one... Yeah.
Are you going to go see that? Like, no. You're not into it, though.
No. I've not watched any of those.
Yeah. If?
I'll go see If.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. That is...
pretty much
May
it.
May 17th. Hold on.
Oh, okay. You're only halfway through May.
May 21st. That's Tuesday. What are you talking about? Oh, holy cow. Coming on out Friday, May 24th. The Garfield movie.
Oh, wow. Can't miss that.
And...
Chris Pratt again?
Furiosa, a Mad Max set.
Yeah, we got to see that.
So, oh, Lord. Coming out Friday, May 31st?
Mm.
Yeah, nothing. So, maybe...
There's like three or four movies.
Yeah.
That. But I only need one a week, so I'm good, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man.
So Xander doesn't make me go see... You know,
he's gonna want you to go see Back to Black.
Oh, is that no? What is that?
That's the what is the singer, the
AC/DC movie?
No, it's man, why am I? Oh, Jesus,
Taylor Swift,
Amy Winehouse.
Oh, Amy, it's the Amy Winehouse.
Biopic. Yes,
biopic.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to want to go see that. That's not his type of music. Yeah.
There's this one.
Or his type of drug usage.
You know, severely lacks people getting hit with rakes.
Exactly.
But he might want you to go see the. He might want you to go see the Garfield movie if that's his.
Maybe. It has a distinct lack of people getting staples in their butts.
Will he like the Fall Guy? That seems like some like fall down action.
He would be fine to go see the Fall Guy. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, going to the movies is going to be difficult. But, like, I told my family this, and they're like, you're not going to have any sweets at all? And my wife's like, you know that's kind of my jam. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, I've got to challenge myself. And so my daughter is like, my son's like, oh, we're making chocolate chip cookies May 1st. And I'm like, go ahead. Challenge me. See what happens, knucklehead. I will go on.
Get off me. You got nothing.
And my wife's like, why are you doing this? Like, you know, she's talking to Finn. She's like, why are you doing that? Like, that's just going to put him, like, it's going to be even more rigid. Like, right. There's nothing. Like, guy's going to walk out and he's going to be like, I'm giving up chocolate.
I'm giving up air this month. No more air. I can do it.
No, that's July. I can do it.
That's right.
I'm gonna grow through osmosis. Better living through chemistry.
Maybe you're coming to the end of the road of the face hammer thing, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The key for me is I like the idea of like keeping the challenge.
I feel like our the point we make about the Marvel Cinematic Universe is applicable here.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe you should tone it down and make it more of a neighborhood story instead of going bigger.
Well, every time. If I'd been smart, I would have ended with water like October, like November. no Aquavember or whatever. Like, that's what I would have done. Mm-hmm. But, like, I started with, like, Infinity War.
Like, right, right.
Where do I go from now?
Exactly. Like,
I've got to give up all of the good things in the world. Great.
Yeah, just give up the one little thing.
Like what?
I don't know. What do you regularly have that you probably should not be having?
Chocolate. Yeah. Candies.
Yeah, give up chocolate candies. Well, yeah, but you went beyond that to say all sweets.
No, no, no.
I'm not just giving up my chocolate candy. I'm giving up all sweet things.
Because here's the thing. Like, it was the same thing with, like, beer. Mm-hmm. You have one of them, and you're like, that was a pretty good. Like, I had a dot. All right. Let me have a box of dots then.
Yeah, here you go. Just go bigger and further. Like, say, I'm giving up chocolate for a year. It's a bit of a challenge, isn't it?
Maybe I'll give up alcohol for a year. How's that feel?
That'll be fun for me.
You're the guy who's like, I'm drinking bone broth over here, buddy. What are you doing to me?
Yeah, but I have a very specific target. So
sure, I've got a very specific target, too.
A year. I did not expect that it'll take me that long to lose 10 pounds.
This is a very short... Are you trying to lose 10 pounds?
Yeah.
At 57 years old or whatever it is?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, we have that.
I need to lose some weight.
We have that conversation frequently about can Chris Evans stay in Captain America shape, condition, you know, over the long haul and still enjoy his life? Like, can he still have a beer now and then? Can he still eat a hamburger?
Yeah,
that's the question I'm trying to answer. Is that possible? Can I, if I'm fairly strictly,
if you take a month to like suck and you're like, this sucks for a month, but I lose 10 pounds. Then I can enjoy the rest of the year. Is that what you're talking about?
No. I'm saying if I lose 10 or 15 pounds and I get to my optimal weight, essentially.
Right.
Is there a way that I can set up my diet on a weekly basis where I can still have beer on Wednesday and Saturday, and maybe a hamburger once a week, and maintain that weight and not start to grow again? You know.
Yeah.
Because
that becomes even more difficult the older we get, though.
Probably so. Well, that's why it's an experiment. I don't know that it'll necessarily be successful. I was fairly stable at 180, whatever I was, 182, and I, you know, had a couple glasses of wine every night. I didn't eat a lot of carbs, but I would every now and then have some. I'd have popcorn at the movies or whatever, or I'd have a hamburger and fries at the movie, and I would have a couple of drinks every night, and I was 185 maybe, and stable at that. But that's a little, you know, I got a spare tire.
Yeah.
So can I get down to a place where I have no spare tire and then eat like that and not gain it back is kind of the question.
See, that's part of my reasoning for face hammers is because I don't have a stable place.
Mm.
I think my stable place, if I just kind of live the way I want to live, would probably be about 240. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'd just be like doughy
and
big and unhappy and a little bit sweaty.
You know? Yeah.
And so...
And out of breath going from room to room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like heart palpitations.
All that kind of stuff.
Give me my Kit Kat. You know, that kind of stuff. But, and so like, I need to have the consistency of just like, every day I'm going to be active. Because if I'm not active every day,
right,
then I'm giving myself permission to just take a week off. And, my back hurts, so I'm not going to do anything this week. And, like, I've got to recover. Like, not knowing that in recovering I'm putting 5 pounds on. And, like, all of a sudden my back issue is because I'm carrying extra weight instead of, like, being active.
Right.
And so that's my goal, is to just be like, I've got to have a process where if I deviate, like, I just can't deviate.
Right.
That's what it comes down to for me. I can't guarantee that'll be successful either, because I could end up being 250 and, you know, eating Danishes and being like, I hate this. I hate it.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me my Danish.
Well, so that's my thing. And my current arc is, I'll tell you this, I was going to save this for the whoop-up, but this is kind of funny. Like, I've been weighing myself every day this week.
Pre-poop and after-poop?
No, not like that.
Pre- and post-poop?
That's a wise thought, but no, not like that. But I told you, like, my first week, I starting weight was like 181.
Okay.
And I went that week, and I was pretty good about not eating any carbs, except that I drank on Wednesday when we did the podcast, and then I drank on Saturday. Well, no, I drank on Wednesday, and then when I weighed myself that following week, which was a Thursday, I was still 181, had not lost an ounce, hadn't gained anything.
It's so schmoopsy, bro. Lost an ounce.
So I was like, okay, that didn't work. Like, drinking on Wednesday didn't work. So I gave it up until that Sunday, and then Sunday I started again, and I was good, no carbs, you know, eating whatever, trying to keep to it. And then Wednesday, that was the Wednesday when I drank water and broth, mm-hmm. and didn't have any alcohol. Thursday morning when I weighed myself, I was 179. I'd lost mm-hmm. 2 pounds. Friday when I weighed myself again, I was 177. I'd lost another 2 pounds in 2 days. Mm-hmm. Saturday, I got blotto. And I said, so we'll see how that affects this. Weighed myself Sunday, I was 178. So I'd only gained another pound back. So I was like, okay, so this is working. This is good.
I could be blotto.
I didn't weigh myself Monday. Weighed myself Tuesday, 184. I don't know where that came from. I was like, how did I gain?
It is like Osmosis Jones.
I was like, well,
they're just like in there waiting for you, and they're like,
I was like,
oh, we're gonna show him.
I think
give him 2 days.
I think if you weighed everything I ate over the last 2 days, you'd have trouble finding 6 pounds there. In all honesty. So I'm like, where does this weight come from? And I realized that
it's poop.
Well, the sugars and the sugars and the alcohol probably trigger my body to retain fluid, and so it's fluid retention. So I was like, okay, that makes more sense, because I was a little pissed off like Tuesday. I was just like, what the hell is going on here? Yeah. You know,
that's a seven pound swing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Even I don't have those kinds of swings.
Well, and it was a six pound swing in 2 days, and I was just like, "There's no, how is that even possible?" You know, from a scientific standpoint. So I weighed myself.
Wait a minute, I've got an idea.
Huh.
Hear me out.
Huh.
All right, I know how this is possible scientifically.
Okay.
Extra dimensional mass,
like the Hulk,
Yeah, exactly. Like somewhere else, there's an Andy that's 6 pounds lighter.
Right.
On that week.
But so here's the thing. This morning I weighed myself and I was 180.
All right.
So I had dropped four of those pounds. And I've been good since Sunday, you know, since Saturday.
Since Monkey Man.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I had a diet soda on Sunday because I wanted something sweet and because I didn't feel particularly good. But that was the last thing that I had that was bad until, you know, now. So if I've maintained that, that's still a 1 pound loss from
when you started.
From when I started, but it's a.
Can we like at some point we've got to get to this point where we're like, can we actually enjoy life too? Like, what does that look like? Because part of my situation is I just don't have good control over what I eat and drink.
Right.
Unless I'm doing nothing, like if I don't drink beer, like if I don't have alcohol, I can go a month. It's fine. No problem. I don't even miss it. But if I'm like, yeah, there's beer over there. Like, I'll just have one. Four later, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a problem with that myself.
And so, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, can I get to a place where, as an adult and, like, when I'm retired, when I'm, like, we'd laugh about the Danish diet, but, like, at some point I just want to be able to, like, enjoy my life. Like, where is the balance here? And I've not found it. It seems like my balance is all in, like, I've got to be so active that it makes up for the crap I eat. And yours, like, I got to handle the stuff that I eat so that it all evens out.
Right.
So we're approaching this from two different ways. Maybe this is the experiment. Which is the right approach?
But we'll see. This is the thing.
Mine is not the right approach. I will tell you right now.
Well, I was, like I said, I was 181 starting. I was 179 last Thursday morning. Tomorrow, if I'm 178, then that's another extra pound. Because Thursday morning is when I'm penciling it in. That's the
that's when you weigh yourself.
Yeah, that's when I'm counting it. Okay. The rest of it, I just was weighing myself to see how it fluctuated, and I was shocked by the way that it fluctuated. In all honesty, had it been something fairly stable, or maybe a pound here, or a pound there, okay, but but to go down 4 pounds by the next Friday after, and then go up 6 pounds, I was like, I was not expecting that kind of bizarre, wild fluctuations, considering I'm not really eating anything crazy.
Yeah.
So, well, but.
And that's what we're watching, fellas.
Yeah.
We're watching our weight.
Rub it up, nerds, please.
I love it.
I did that just for you.
Fantastic.
All right, well, the name is Sultrally Said. We need to wrap it up. So it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, like, I'm done with my beer. He's done with his broth.
Yeah.
So
I still have some mineral water. Ooh, no, let's put that in the water.
So the game is focused. So it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, I have been Patrick.
And I have been Andy. The doink.
The doink. And a doink.
Andy the doink.